Have you seen that mega hit musical, the one set in colonial America with a rapping hip hop founding father, the guy in the $10 bill? Word is it's fantastic. And it better be, since you'll need about 70 of those bills to see it. Some tickets for the San Francisco production are going for more than $700. Broadway shows have never been cheap, but with New York Hamilton tickets selling for up to $1,000, musical theater has become the entertainment of the 1%. I was a theater nerd kid. My family went to most Broadway shows that toured San Francisco. I remember cringing at Nazis in Sound of Music, singing along to Pippin, and snapping my fingers like those jets in West Side Story. When you're a jet all the way, and I relished every musical I saw, from the homespun hokiness of Oklahoma to the morbid murderers of Sweeney Todd. I practically danced down Geary Street after catching a chorus line. In an era of endless entertainment options, live theater remains breathtaking, different from movies and video. I learned a lot from those musicals, lessons that still resonate. Sound of Music's War Refugees are as current today as 1963, Hair's political fury seems right from the headlines, and How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying is as relevant for an internet startup as it was in 1961. As a kid, musical theater first introduced me to the power of the arts to move and inspire. How ironic expensive Hamilton, a multiracial message of American opportunity, is playing to a mostly white and wealthy grown-up crowd. But like unsinkable Molly Brown, I ain't down yet. Productions like Hamilton deserve a standing ovation for their $10 ticket lottery and free programs for school kids to attend. So, as Nellie sang in South Pacific, I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope. Despite everything, I hope these unaffordable ticket prices won't bring the curtain down for kids and the magic of live theater. With a perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.